You disgust me. You're nothing but an animal.
We are all animals, my lady. Most are too afraid to see it.
Damn you!
We are all of us damned, my queen.
So the show. You were good.
Thank you.
Real good. You take care, kid. Must be weird not having anybody come on you.
Full of pride.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be a long night.
It's gonna be all right.
Right.
On the
cup of my blood. The blood of the new and everlasting covenant, the mystery of faith.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
You'd like that?
Intensely.
But wouldn't that drive you out of Reagan?
It would bring us together.
You and Reagan.
You and us.
Thank you. spider.
Damn cheap amplifiers.
Hey, come on, let's get
start talking.
I was sent by a friend of Johnny Fontaine. His friend is my client. He would give his undying friendship to Mr. Walsh. If Mr. Walsh would grant us a small favor.
Walsh, who's listening?
Give Johnny the part in that new war film you're starting next week.
And, what favor would your friend grant Mr. Walsh?
You're going to have some union problems. My client could make them disappear. Also, one of your top stars has just moved from marijuana to heroin.
Are you trying to muscle me?
Absolutely
not.
Now,
look to me, you smooth-talking son of a bitch. Let me lay it on the line for you and your boss, whoever he is. Johnny Fontaine will never get that movie. I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wop, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
I'm German-Irish.
Well, let me tell you something, my Kraut Mick friend. I'm going to make so much trouble for you, you won't know what
Mr.
hit you.
Mr. Walsh, come a lawyer, I have not threatened
you. I know almost every big lawyer in New York. Who the hell are you?
I have a special practice. I handle one client. Now, you have my number. I'll wait for your call. By the way, I admire your pictures very much.
Check them out. This used to decorate the palace of a king.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Why don't you say you worked for Corleone, Tom? I thought you were just some cheap two-bit hustler Johnny was running in trying to bluff me.
I don't like to use his name unless it's really necessary.
How's your drink, Tom?
Fine.
Hey, come on over here with me. I want to show you something really beautiful. You do appreciate beauty, don't you? $600,000 on four hooks. I'll bet Russian Tsars never paid that kind of dough for a single horse. Khartoum. Khartoum. I'm not going to race him, though. I'm going to put him out to stud. Thanks, Tony.
Welcome. Come on.
Let's get something to eat, huh?
Corleone, Johnny's godfather. To the Italian people, that's a very religious, sacred, close relationship.
I respect that.
Judge Tony should ask me anything else. But this is one favor I can't give him.
Well, he never asks a second favor when he's been refused the first. Understood?
You don't understand. Johnny Fontaine never gets that movie. That part is perfect for him. It'll make him a big star. I'm gonna run him out of the business. Then let me tell you why. Johnny Fontaine ruined one of Walt International's most valuable proteges. For 5 years, we had her under training, singing lessons, acting lessons, dancing lessons. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on her. I was going to make her a big star. And let me be even more frank. Just to show you that I'm not a hard-hearted man, that it's not all dollars and cents. She was beautiful. She was young. She was innocent. She was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all over the world. And then Johnny Fontaine comes along with his olive oil voice and guinea charm. And she runs off. She threw it all away just to make me look ridiculous. And a man in my position can't afford to be made to look ridiculous. Now you get the hell out of here. And if that goomba tries any rough stuff, you tell him I ain't no band leader. Yeah, I heard that story.
Thank you for the dinner and a very pleasant evening. Maybe your car could take me to the airport. Mr. Corleone is a man who insists on hearing bad news immediately.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we're in a doll factory, right? It kind of reminds you of that movie, The Leprechaun. You remember with that little guy
Who
goes,
I'm the leprechaun.
Garth, I'm the leprechaun.
Cool it, okay.
I'm the leprechaun.
Stop it, all right?
Don't try and steal me, pot of gold.
Why do you hang around with these guys?
Man. Because they're fun. If I wanted a guy that was all drive and ambition, I could have stayed in Hong Kong. Back there, guys like that are 12 for 10 cents.
You mean a dime a dozen?
Maybe where you shop. I think you underestimate them. They're really sharp.
Stop it, leprechaun man!
Garth, chill,
the common people.
We're gonna go monsters with you, sweetie.
I'm not.
Sweetie.
Stop it.
Sweetie. Sweetie. Come on, sweetie. Come on. Pixie dust. Pixie dust. Sweetie, it's me. It's me. The leprechaun.
Oh, yeah, these guys, really sharp.
I'm scared.
It's the leprechaun.
Want to leave, but
I'm
can't. Want to move.
Where are you going to move?
Get away, leprechaun.
Are you
going
to move to Ireland? Because I'm the leprechaun.
Got to go.
Thank you. Welcome to the Joe Pesci Show. Here he is now, my brother, Joe Pesci.
Hey, everyone, I'm Joe Pesci. Nice, huh? I got my mic here, got my chair here, got my desk here, I got my gun here. I got everything. Tonight is a special night, my furry friends. It's the Joe Pesci salute to the Academy Awards. Now, personally, I don't know why I wasn't nominated for Casino, who, I don't know what that was all about. Instead, they go all the way to Italy to find that Il Pastino guy to give out the Guinea Award. Anyway. Who better to host my Oscar tribute than a frequent visitor to the Joe Pesci Show? Two-time Oscar winner, my dear friend, Robert De Niro. Thank you. How are you doing? Hey. Yeah, as you can see, folks, in honor of tonight's show, Mr. De Niro has gained back all of his weight from Raging Bull. Now, exactly how much weight did you gain, Bobby?
A little bit.
A little bit? Come on, you look more like a raging cow over here.
Come on, do the show.
All right. Please welcome my first Oscar-winning guest. She was in a movie with me, my cousin Vinny, sweetest girl I ever did see. Please, Miss Marissa Tomei.
Enough. Talk to Joe.
Marissa, sweetheart, geez, I haven't seen you since we worked in our movie together, you know?
No, it's been a long time.
Now, since then, I heard that you won an Oscar.
Yeah, isn't it great?
What'd you win that for, then?
My cousin Vinny, Joe.
Yeah, that's what bothers me about that is that's great for you. What about cousin Vinny over here, you know? All the Academy gave me was a swift kick to my good fellas over here.
Joe, I guess they thought I was better than you.
You were better? Oh, sorry, but who'd you bang for that trophy?
What?
You heard me. Whose Joe did you DiMaggio to win that thing?
Hey, I won that fair and square.
Oh, that's not what I heard. Bobby, what did you hear?
I heard things. I heard things.
Okay? Screw the two of you.
Hey, you know what? Don't bother, honey, because this year we're not in the nominating committee, okay?
You don't talk to me like that, Joe.
Okay, that was great. Did you enjoy that, Bob?
That was very good.
Okay, now. He's killing me. Okay, now, in honor of the Oscars, Bobby and I are going to reenact the scene from the Best Picture 1980, Raging Bull. Now, unfortunately, since we're on television, we are unforced to use certain profanities. So instead, we're going to use a different word. We're going to use the word shampoo. Okay, Bobby, you start.
Joey, I got to ask you something.
What's that, Jake?
It's a question.
What's the matter, Jake? What's wrong?
Did you shampoo my wife?
Oh, how can you ask that? I'm your brother.
Answer the shampooing question, Joey. Did you or did you not shampoo my wife?
You know what? You're a sick shampoo, you know that? I'm not gonna answer because your head is all shampooed up over here. In fact, why don't you go shampoo yourself, you stupid paranoid mother shampooer?
Good job.
Hey, that was very good, I must say. That's why. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome another Oscar winner to the show and current nominee, Richard Dreyfuss.
Great. Greetings, Mr. Pesci. You know, it's an honor to appear on your Oscar panel along such an accomplished thespian as Mr. De Niro. And Robert, I salute you.
Salute this.
Hey, oh. You know, I see the respect to Bobby, but how about a little respect to me over here?
Well, Mr. Pesci, you too are deserving of accolades in your own brutish and unique manner. You seem to bring an undeniable Mediterranean charisma to the big screen. And I must admit, I do find your pugilistic brand of acting rather interesting.
What the shampoo did he just say? Hey, Bob, did he just insult me?
I heard things. I heard things, Joey.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. I get it. You're the best actor, huh? You are the best actor in the world, right? And I'm just some supporting Dago. Is that it? You're Sir Laurence Olivier, and I'm Sir Laurence O'Guinea, is that it? A little midget marinara movie, huh? Is that what I'm doing? Sitting in the corner choking my chicken parmigiana? Is that what I am?
Joseph, you seem upset. What a surprise.
Hey. You want a surprise? I'll give you a surprise.
What are you gonna do, Joe? Are you gonna hit me with that Oscar?
No, I'm gonna hit you with this bat. Now, that is a close encounter of the best kind.
Are you talking about that UFO movie he was in?
Oh, yes, I am. Don't you remember it? Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Hey, Joe, look. You broke Mr. Holland's opus.
I certainly did. And you know what? That's it for my Oscar tribute. So I'll see you next time. So turn off the camera, okay? Hey, look. This guy over here, what did I just say? Turn off the camera.
I'll shut it off, Joe.
knew if I watched you, you'd make a mistake. The canvas can dry. You'll have to coach him better than that, Miss Redland.
Alex, is that you?
Nibble my ear. For luck.
Wait a minute, how'd you get the ID number right?
He didn't. I lied. He wasn't even close.
Are we really gonna do this?
Stranger things have happened. Now come on, buckle up. Let's see what this baby will do.
Darling, you got to let me know. Stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?